Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's also a lot cooler, and KRLD's Russell Scott has been out talking to people about the weather.
Most people tell me, even though they've had to bundle up a bit with a sweatshirt or a hoodie,
I like it. It's a lot better. I think it's the coldness is helping.
Like, there's been years where it's a really hot Halloween, and then there's years it's really cold. So I'm honestly not fazed by anything Texas throws at us. I think we are all tired of the hot. It was a really hot summer.
Let's go cold.
A couple of women did say that they may have to rethink their hairstyle because of all the high wind today. In Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Several North Texas cities have flirted with the possibility of asking their voters if they want to pull their membership from Dallas Area Rapid Transit, otherwise known as DART. The city of Plano will hold a special meeting next week discussing a possible election where voters could pull out of their membership. Plano Mayor John Munns explains they're really not getting anything from DART versus what they're investing into it.
We can't afford to continue to be a part of DART at the full penny and getting the service that we're getting. It just is not going to work.
Yeah, the town of Highland Park also will have meetings on the same subject next week. There have been some disappointing conversations over DART, as well as in Irving and Farmers Branch, according to various reports.
Arlington Police Department busts an organized sex trafficking ring.
It's a ring police say was operating out of the Chicas Locas adult entertainment business on Majesty Drive. The Tarrant County Human Trafficking Task Force, TABC, Rescue Hill, and others joined police in Operation Safe Stage. Several people were arrested, including club managers, 25-year-old Oziel Ramos and 40-year-old Ariel Tapia, for aggravated promotion of prostitution. Two others were arrested on unrelated charges. Several pieces of digital and physical evidence were seized from the club as well. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A lawsuit has been filed against a Salina coach accused of video recording students in a middle school locker room. Now, State Representative Mitch Little says he expects civil action against the school district. He authored a bill that allows civil suits against public schools when negligence is found.
Removing sovereign immunity from our school districts in cases where they're grossly negligent or reckless with regard to their supervision or employment of teachers, coaches, administrators. We've clearly got that, I think, going on in Salina ISD.
Yeah, 26-year-old Caleb Elliott has been arrested in the case. He was the coach in Salina.
Gateway's old pastor Robert Morris and his wife Debbie asked a Dallas County court to throw out the defamation lawsuit filed by the woman he's convicted of abusing decades ago. The Morrises denied all the allegations and argue that the claims are stopped by the statute of limitations. They also say the plaintiffs didn't put in the written request for correction or retraction under Texas law. He pleaded guilty on October 2nd. To lewd conduct and indecency. He's serving 6 months in jail with the rest of his 10-year sentence suspended.
Two primary tenants at the American Airlines Center.
All right, duking it out.
They're at each other's throats.
Can't we all just get along here?
Apparently not. It has landed in court now. You may have heard by now the Mavericks suing the Stars over a proposed $300 million renovation of the American Airlines Center. Yesterday, you spoke with Brad Townsend of the Dallas Morning News, which broke this story.
According to the documents, they all agreed, according to the letter, and the deal blew up, that the Stars pulled out of it.
now. My colleague and I, Leah Simakopoulos, sat down with Brad Albers today. We go back to the office. We're writing this the story about the Stars Mavs feud, and this lawsuit hits on top of that. And so we you know, had to scramble and, you know, rework our story. And but obviously that was the exclamation, that this lawsuit is the exclamation point and really the boiling point that shows how far this feud has now gone, that the Mavs are taking the Stars to court.
But on what grounds? Well, it always comes down to the fine print, doesn't it?
It comes down to the Mavericks believe that the Stars breached a clause in the 1998, in the team's 1998 agreements when American Airlines Center was being built, that says the team's headquarters must be located in Dallas.
And the Stars moved their headquarters to Frisco.
Nobody said anything?
Way back in 2003.
So in the midst of this negotiation for, you know, renovating American Airlines Center, the Mavericks clearly had come across, had unearthed this this brief that nobody, the Stars moved to Frisco in 2003. No, according to the Stars, nobody from Dallas in the last 20 years said anything to them that you were never supposed to, that you were not supposed to be HQ'd outside of Dallas. And so this literally, this point was brought up last October during these negotiations for the renovating AAC. Then supposedly the AAC agreement was agreed to, but the Stars tell us today, no, we never agreed to that.
And so where do we go from here?
It seems like the Mavs are basically asking a judge to recognize this breach and give the Mavs forever, I guess, sole right. ownership of the rest of that lease. Am I correct in that?
Correct. And the documents show that the city already weighed in, and the city sided with the Mavs. The city concurred. They looked into this. They concurred that this breach did occur. There's no explanation from the city like why they hadn't brought it up until now. Obviously it passed by the city all these years. But you know, the letter of the law of these contracts, at least, and the Stars acknowledge, the Stars say we were not aware of this clause. You know, we moved in 2003, nobody say anything. Everybody acknowledges that a breach occurred.
Boy, it's more than a breach now. And you were saying he went on to describe it as like a divorce, right?
A divorce, a strange couple sitting under the same roof. They got to be together for 6 years. I do want to say that the Dallas Stars have filed a counterclaim. They are seeking a judge to restore normal operations at the AAC and prevent the Mavs from an attempted hostile takeover.
Wow.
But the crazy thing is that Mavs now have 100% control of the lease for the time being. And so all the proceeds that the Stars are getting from all the games, it's all going into escrow. So the Stars have tens of millions of dollars in escrow that they've earned, they can't touch. How are they going to compete in the free agent market
Correct.
If they're trying to make trades?
That's major money for them. That affects the product.
So it's getting nasty. And I'll tell you what this is. This shows you don't mess with the Las Vegas Sands. That's a commercial real estate group they are a conglomerate.
The Adelsons.
They've got thousands of lawyers. They're reading over that fine print. This ain't Mark Cuban anymore.
No.
Let you slide. They're coming for you.
Let it slide for 22 years.
We didn't know we could do that.
That is not a problem at the Hewlin Ace Hardware Store in Fort Worth. And the guy with the answers, the greeter, he's right there at the front door. His name is Joseph Edwards. Now, the amazing thing about Joseph, he knows that store frontwards and backwards, right down to the tiniest nut and bolt, in spite of the fact that he is completely blind.
Wow.
He's up there with a cane at the front of the store. Well, Joseph is retiring this week, and they got a big celebration planned for him, so I thought it might be a fun other side of the news to call over there and talk to the manager, David Eubanks, and then to Joseph himself. So tell me about your vision. When did you begin to lose your vision, and what is the status of that right now?
Well, it started going around 2005. It's glaucoma. It's permanent and progressive. I used to see out of both eyes. I lost total vision in my right eye, and the left eye is following it. I can barely see anything, but my mind still works.
And you just memorized the store, didn't you?
Well, they gave me a layout on paper, and my then-girlfriend, now-wife, drilled me on both sides of the store. They had already had it laid out, and I just understood what they did. I worked construction the majority of my life, so just about everything they sell I'm familiar with, and I understand the way that they laid it out. I understand their program. It made sense to me.
So if I asked you, Joseph, where are the Phillips head screwdrivers?
I would tell you that they're on aisle 24.
How about the sandpaper?
Aisle 7.
I'm not going to get you, am I?
No, I don't think so. Repetition has been my friend.
Oh, that's amazing. And then David tells me they kind of rearranged the store a few years ago. That threw you off a little bit, didn't it?
I just had to catch up. As soon as they let me know what they did, I held it pretty good. And they've done it often.
He also told me that when people come in the store, you want them to ask you where things are. You don't like it when they just walk past and don't say anything.
I know, like, you know, they say, give me the ball, coach. I want to play in the game, too. You know, that when you leave me out, I feel slighted.
So you're going to be leaving, and they get this big party set up for you. What are you thinking about that? What are your thoughts about that, what they're doing for you?
Well, I just found out about it about a week ago, and I have no idea what all is involved in it. I have absolutely no clue. I'm kind of a little bashful about it because I'm not a partier.
What would your advice be for anyone else who maybe has got a few miles on the odometer and is facing something like this, a disability like this?
Allow somebody to lead you. Don't be afraid to learn. I had no clue I'd ever be in a hardware store, but it's like God prepared me by all my past work experience that I kind of fit.
You did indeed.
That's an awesome story. And he says a valuable lesson there. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Right. I've always found that's been very good for me.
We get this on the K-Post Roofing text line. Guy writes in and says, I live in Burleson. I've been to that store many, many times. That guy is incredible. He seriously knows where absolutely everything is, and it's so weird because you can tell he's blind. He's got a cane, but he spits off that aisle almost immediately.
That's awesome.
He knows it. And he's retiring, by the way, to go back to North Carolina and take care of family.
He's going to be the one taking care of them.
Exactly.
I guarantee. I'm not betting against him.
Nope.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.